Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, I feel like we have to start with this just as a public service announcement because my phone is going crazy with news alerts. Apparently, you are not to touch, eat, look at, talk about anything that has to do with romaine lettuce right now. There's a big salmonella outbreak. It's spanning various states. There's, I think, 36 reported illnesses. They don't know what distributor at this point it started with.
I like romaine.
I love romaine. I mean, a Caesar salad, that's romaine.
I love crunchy lettuce.
Absolutely. But avoid it. Avoid it like the plague because they do not know where it's coming from. And they said, if you're at a salad bar, if you buy the pre-washed, mixed greens, and that's one of the greens. Stay away from romaine. That is what we are being told. Okay.
Is Dr. Drew here?
Yeah, he's early.
Oh. You want to ask him about salmonella?
Does he have any hot takes on romaine?
It's fecally spread, right? It's one of those ones that it'll punch you in the gut a little because, there's like two parts of getting sick. There's being sick, and then there's how did you get sick? Mm. And the ones that have the fecal, that take the oral fecal route,
that
can tough. Be tough. Salmonella, Dr. Drew, is that a fecal thing?
I just heard you say the oral fecal route can be a little tough. That's for me.
Yeah.
this is a job I should be involved with.
Apparently, there's alerts going out everywhere saying stay away from romaine. There's a big breakout, and nobody knows where it's coming from just yet.
Right. And so all romaine lettuce is considered tainted, and the enterotoxigenic E. coli, which is one that makes you really sick, it's not just that it's oral fecal, it's it's a particular kind of E. coli that's gotten in there, and it can make you really sick.
What is the turnaround on salmonella exposure versus symptoms?
Is it salmonella or E. coli?
Let me check.
Which is it?
Sorry, hold on.
I heard salmonella.
It's all pretty quick. You eat it and you're sick in a couple days or two.
Caesar salad on Friday.
No,
I think you're okay.
Okay, good.
I think it's pretty recent romaine.
Is this stuff like out of Mexico and fecal something? Is that what's going on? Because every time there's this, it's...
God, he has this preoccupation with feces, guys. Right. What do you think this is?
So Business Insider right now says investigators never found the source of an E. coli break.
Yeah, I thought it was E. coli.
That sickened 25 killed somebody. Now a food poisoning expert says the strain is back. More than 30 people are sick.
It's uncanny how sick you get with that stuff. My son got it in Spain, and I just had to set vigil over him 24/7 because it was so scary. Bloody, horrible diarrhea, and he was sort of hypotensive and encephalopathic.
I'm getting back to fecal matter. Where's it come from?
From fecal matter, you're right. You know how we look at E. coli as a marker of contamination with other stuff. And really, it's just that it's gotten into the system here. It's probably on somebody's hands, and then the E. coli gets in there. Mm-hmm. The wrong E. coli.
Delish.
Yeah. Delish.
And just the wrong, just the right amount in the wrong place. And,
Should people start getting their flu shots? When is the flu shot?
You're a little
time?
Late. Yeah, it's time. Yeah. Well, did I give it to you?
No. I don't.
Am I supposed to give it to you?
Shots.
Do you have yours?
Don't they say that I haven't. And what Conway always says, we're the devil's children when we don't get our flu shots. But aren't there so many multiple strains and they go late into spring?
Are you really going to make that case?
No, I'm asking, is it too late? I mean, if I got it today,
you're fine.
Would it be.
It would cover you pretty well.
Would it be worth it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's almost never too late to get the flu. Almost. I mean, you can get it into 2019 if you need to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's optimal in October, really. November's okay. And it's when the peak effect is, like, say, in March when the flu sort of peaks usually.
Since you're here, and I'm sorry I don't have it in front of me, but we talked about it the other day, and things that you catch in spring, and people are talking about, polio is a thing of
catch
the past.
Catch spray?
In spring,
okay.
But wasn't that polio?
I'm tired. I've been in New York for a few days.
Wasn't that polio season, back in the day?
Really summer, water.
Okay.
People get in the water.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, they're said there's sort of this mysterious polio-like sickness. Do you know anything about that?
They're finally looking into it very aggressively, and it's a virus that has mutated in such a way that it has a side effect now. It's not a polio virus, not even in the family of polio viruses, as far as I can tell. but it causes this weird demyelinating sort of polyneuropathy thing. Or actually, it's a muscle disorder.
Hold on, are you a real doctor? Just love doctor. And what's the latest that's going on with the homeless and the disease?
Oh my God!
What's your predictions?
Is it all better?
No, it's not all better. I've made the prediction in front of you, right?
Yes.
Many times. Last year, I said, we're going to have a typhus outbreak. It's going to happen. We're in the middle of it now. And don't worry, everybody. Mayor Garcetti says we're not having one. In spite of the fact it's officially
– What state is he in?
Officially, it's actually declared an epidemic in Pasadena and in Long Beach. And here's the thing. Typhus is a – is a flea-borne illness, right? And it's a nasty illness. It causes vasculitis. It's really bad. You can die of it pretty easily, and especially if you're older. And in Pasadena, we've always had some of it. The reservoir was in the possums and the raccoons, and you'd see a few outbreaks a year. Well, now we're having literally hundreds. And it's from the rats. The fleas are coming out of the rats that have overtaken Southern California because of the homeless food that's all strewn all over the place. And here's what caught my attention. The Long Beach has an outbreak. And I'm like, I've never seen typhus cross the 5 freeway. I've never seen that. It stays in the foothills. Now it's crossed all the way to the ocean. That is a notable event. It's like, huh, something's going on here. And by the way, there's something called Yersinia pestis. Oh, that's my alarm to come see Madam Carolla. There's something called Yersinia pestis, which is an organism that lives on the rats. It just lives with them, and it's going to get exposed to us, and it causes an illness in humans that's called plague.
Oh, my God.
And that's coming. That's the next phase of this.
Fantastic.
Okay, good times, huh? Don't worry. There's no problem. And by the way, it's Mayor Garcetti's number one priority. And – Gavin Newsom said is one of his number one priorities.
One of his number ones.
So now one of his top priorities. Top priorities. So don't worry. I just hate to see what their low priorities are.
I don't know if
are.
These guys – I'm assuming these guys have kids. I would beg them not to make me a priority if I was one of their children. I'd be like, I've seen how your priorities turn out, Dad. Also, you're talking about in a biblical sense – out in L.A., for the first time ever, the fire jumped PCH and started burning the Oceanside.
Yeah, yeah. Now, again, not because of forestry management. Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with the fuel source. Just because of some act of God. Oh, I'm sorry. It was the environment. It was too hot. The climate.
It's too hot.
The climate's a problem.
It's too hot. Yeah. Yes, I know. And now the typhus has gone down to the sea. So, you know, it was funny. When I was a kid, we were talking about sort of California breaking off into the sea, but now we just realized we'll just stay here and be consumed by fire and typhus and never go to the sea.
No, it's pestilence, fire. I mean, here it is. Here we are. Welcome to California.
All right. Raining down
the it could all be stopped. That's the thing. This didn't have to – none of this had to happen.
And your tinfoil hat.
And by the way, the people that are languishing on the streets of this great state of ours. Oh, another thing. Madam, please let me tell you this.
Yes.
So I was reporting on a norovirus outbreak in the tent encampments outside of Paradise, California. Right? Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So these people living in tents at a Walmart. Oh, my God. And there's a norovirus. I went, wait a minute. A norovirus outbreak in 2 days? Something's wrong. Something's wrong with the story. Who's living in these tents? Who is here? Something is wrong. We need to find out who is in these encampments. Any clue, any thoughts out about who might be there?
I got to pick a race?
No.
That's what I like to do. Who's in the encampment?
Well, in the encampments, they have so much excess food and clothing having been donated, transient from all over the state are descending and living on the streets there and bringing the norovirus and the infectious diseases. And I had a reporter go up there and he's like, oh, yeah, it's completely overrun with homelessness here. And they're all taking the food and the whatever is being donated. And so don't you worry, they're taking care of it. And the press doesn't report on this. I immediately knew the norovirus doesn't – you don't get a bunch of people out of their house and all of a sudden norovirus breaks out. It doesn't happen like that.
Well, wow. If you just start paying your fair share, Drew, this whole thing would go away.
Well,
Bill Maher's calling in. So, Drew, go hit the brakes out there.
Thank you, Doctor.
This half of the show brought to you by blindsgalore.com. Let them know I sent you. TrueCar, TrueCar.com. And Geico as well, Geico.com. So, Bill, what's the story, Bill Maher story?
So, basically, Stanley's company, POW Entertainment, released a statement slamming Bill Maher's disgusting comments, they called them, about the late comic book mastermind. This is according to Fox News and other outlets. So, Maher, you know, the host of HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, wrote about the recent death of Lee on his blog. And Lee died earlier this month at 95 years old. And here's just a snippet of what he wrote. Maher said, "The guy who created Spider-Man and Hulk has died, and America is in mourning. Deep, deep mourning for a man who inspired millions means to, I don't know, watch a movie, I guess. Mm-hmm. Marr continued, saying adults pretended comic books were actually sophisticated literature. And because America has over 4,500 colleges, which means we need more professors than we have smart people, some dumb people got to be professors by writing theses with titles like Otherness and Heterodoxy and the Silver Surfer. And now when adults are forced to do grown-up things like buy auto insurance, they call it adulting and act like it's some giant struggle. So he says, I don't think it's a huge stretch to suggest that Donald Trump could only get elected in a country that thinks comic books are important. Well, POW Entertainment did not take this lightly. They said Lee inspired millions to read. They call Marr disgusting. And now they're kind of in a battle.
You know, I don't always agree with Marr when he's talking about my kids. Mm-hmm. But kind of with him on comic books. He's on line five, so he can defend himself or dig himself deeper into the grave. Yeah. First, I'll tell you about Blinds Galore Black Friday sale going on now as we speak, up to 50% off of everything. One of their biggest sales of the year, and you can check it out now. The deals won't last forever. Trust me. Oh, Dr. Drew would have happily told you about his Blinds Galore deal that he just had in his guest house, had his pool house all done up by them. I have them at my house. I have them at my office. I have them in the edit bays. They're all there. Blinds Galore, blindsgalore.com. They do one thing. They do it better than anyone else. They create 100% custom window treatments built to your exact measurements, down to every little detail. Over 2 million windows and counting, 15 years experience. Even insulate the windows and keep the cold out this winter. With Blinds Galore, the best, right, Dawson?
Blinds Galore makes it easy to get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home, especially during their Black Friday sale. Go check out blindsgalore.com and tell them that Adam sent you. That's blindsgalore.com.
All right, here to either apologize or offer a rebuttal. We don't know. The great Bill Maher. Bill?
Adam, I feel terrible about this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I feel so terrible for those nerdy people I offended. I prepared a statement.
Yeah. Okay.
I would like to make an official apology to all those wonderful nerds out there whose feelings got hurt, okay? For me to think Shakespeare is real literature and a grown man dressed as a bat saying kapow when he throws a punch isn't was oh so wrong of me. Doesn't Sincerely, like, Bill Maher.
Doesn't feel like an apology.
Yeah, it sounds, you have again, it's a kind of a sing-songy cadence that sounds insincere.
No, I'm being very sincere. And you know what else, Adam? I think there are other things in our culture we need to give more respect to besides comic books. I would like to induct Itsy Bitsy Spider into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Okay?
Wow.
And I would like to nominate the Slinky for the Pulitzer Prize in physics.
even if he's being genuine, it's the delivery that makes it sound
condescending.
Yeah.
I guess so. I mean, this guy, he came up with Spider-Man.
Yeah, I love it.
Iconic.
It's iconic. Ooh,
Spider. What, is that the guy who got bit by a spider? Then he has magic powers. I've been bit by a spider. Nothing happens, okay?
Yeah, well, that's part of the creativity, you know. It was like an atomic spider,
a radioactive spider. You'd be dead in 20 minutes. It's like a cancer boy. That should be the name of that superhero.
Bill, your line is breaking up a little. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can. What about Ant-Man? I mean, that's cool.
Oh, yeah, that's real cool. Who wants to be an ant? That's what I want to be. Jeez, a moron who makes a sandcastle.
Hold on. You know what's weird? I don't know why there's a law that when you go, is your phone line good? Yeah, my phone. Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear. That part's always super clear. And then the next thoughts they try to express always break up. Yeah. Or is it just
the ghost of Stan Lee wasn't happy with that.
Yeah, sorry, Bill. Little trouble.
You know what we need, Adam? We need a nerd to get on this. Instead of worrying about what I say, fix our phones.
Yeah, you're right.
That's fair.
You're right. And look, I don't like comic books either, and I've always found them to be weird and a waste of time and somewhat mostly homoerotic. I have this theory that when boys are 12, they're a little bit gay, and they love all the big muscles and the big... by the way, they all have a big package in between their legs and everything, so it's sort of...
It fosters questioning.
Well-disguised homoeroticism.
And they're all these grown men are inside. And let me tell you something. Lois Lane was a beard, okay?
Oh, really?
There's no way. There's no way that they were having sex. His ejaculate would go straight through the top of her head. I'm sorry. Okay?
Blow the top of her head off.
No, it's, you're right. I mean, he was
super sperm.
Super yeah. powerful ejaculate. You know, I got to say, though, Bill, and I'm a little tentative about bringing up my kids in front of you, but my son does like these movies. You know, he loves the Spider-Man and Wolverine and all that stuff.
Well, why wouldn't he? He has a daddy who plays with adult Matchbox cars. Of course he does.
You knew that was coming.
No, I drive real. These are real cars. These are race cars.
Right, right. Well, look, I think your kids are fantastic. I'm a little worried about them having you as a dad, but they seem like nice little kids, okay?
All right, Bill, we'll let you go smoke pot with Sarah Silverman because it is...
Oh, thank you so much.
It is the middle of the day. And again, if you want to apologize to Stan Lee or Stan Lee's estate, I guess now would be the time to do it.
I stand by my statement. Okay. And Adam, yeah. say goodbye to your sidekick, Brian Captain Doesn't Do Shit, okay?
Wow.
So mean.
Let's get him involved.
It's not a superpower.
I listen to the show, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank
Love you a lot. Bye.
Love you a lot. All right.
Sing songy again.
Captain Doesn't Do Shit.
I didn't know that was your name.
It's my secret identity.
All right, what else we got?
Well, I know we talked about the football game, but just a couple pieces of trivia. I want to make sure you knew the Rams and the Chiefs game. They did set a combined record-setting 105 combined points. And did you know, so the Rams
Hold
defeated
on.
The Chiefs.
That,
yeah,
that was for Monday night, right?
Yes.
I mean, the game was Monday night.
Correct.
But the record is right. for Monday night football.
I was just about to tell you that.
I think.
And... So, yes, so highest scoring Monday night football game ever. Also, the third highest score in NFL history. It's also the first time an NFL team has scored at least 50 points and lost.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Nice job, Dee.
All right. So, Jimmy Kimmel Live had its fourth annual special Red Benefit show the other night to raise money and awareness for the global fight against AIDS. And the highlight of the show was a duet. I don't know if you caught this.
I did, but go ahead.
Duet between Bono and Pharrell, an unlikely pair, performing a different take on a Bee Gees song. Here it is. You can call when you've had enough, but this is the song.
This is our fourth year doing this, and no Red Benefit special would be complete without a special duet. In the past, we've heard music from Chris Martin, from Halsey, from Brandon Flowers, and tonight, prepare to experience the music of the Bee Gees like you've never heard it before, performed by two men with no last names. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Bono and Pharrell.
Music's loud, women warm. I've been kicked around since I've been born. But now it's alright, it's okay. You can look the other way. We can try to understand the New York Times effect on man. Whether you're a brother, whether you're a mother, it's staying alive. Stay in the light. Feel the city breaking, everybody shaking. Stay in the light. Stay in the light. Sing it ha, 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 ha. Stay in the light. Stay in the light. Sing it ha, 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 ha. Stay in the light.
Pharrell wearing pearls?
I think it was his collar.
I don't know. I think I saw some
mother
pearls there.
Whether you're a brother, whether you're a mother.
Pick kicking it up a little bit.
I get low, I get high.
All right, we get it. That's fun.
Fun.
A little jazz rendition.
Original's better.
Where's DJ Khaled pointing at the ceiling? I don't feel like I can enjoy it. Yes.
I got to say, Bono's voice isn't always kind of my jam.
I
liked
it
better this way. I liked listening to him like that.
I agree.
Yeah.
That was fun. See if he was wearing pearls. I swear to God, he was wearing pearls.
It's not possible.
Not Bono, for real. Yeah. All right. They're both could be. It's funny because Jimmy said, you know, don't have last names. They don't, but they both sound like last names.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like Bob Bono.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me tell you about True Car. Everybody has stories. How about your car? How about the story behind your car? Want to put a price on one of those stories? Good. Go to truecar.com. Find out what your car is worth when you want to sell it or you want to trade it in. Just go to TrueCar, enter your plate number, license plate number, and the car's details will pop up. Magic, right? What a time we're living in. Answer a few questions. Once you're finished, you get a true cash offer sent to you in minutes, which you can take to your local certified dealer and cash out, or you can trade it in. But when it's time to get that new car, you go to TrueCar. You can get a new car. You can get a used car. You can trade in your car. You can just get the cash for your car. So either way and any way, you always go with TrueCar. It's a better way to trade in your car. It's a better way to get a new car. It's a better way. It is TrueCar. True cash offer not available in all areas. Was he wearing pearls?
Oh, my God, Adam, you're amazing. That is a hawk eye you have.
Yeah, it's tucked in there.
It's just three pearls on a strand peeking out ever so slightly.
But he's definitely wearing pearls.
That was a pearl. That's a string of pearls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a weird
look. At you.
Look. Yeah, just.
And grandmother glasses, like Boca Raton glasses.
Him for a second. Yeah.
Wow. That was impressive.
Pharrell is making a little bit of a tactical error leaving the house without the deputy dog or El Cabong or Smokey the Bear hat.
The Arby's hat.
He's not wearing the hat.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because I don't really recognize him without the hat, but now I do recognize him without the hat. And if you're a celebrity and you want to go out, see, if you're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you can go nowhere and do nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do. And I'm sure the same with George Clooney and everybody else. But with your Pharrell, if you are only professionally seen with the hat, and then you just like to go down to the fucking corner and get a sandwich, just leave the hat at home and you will not be bothered. And also, there's a version where you want to go into a strip club every once in a while or what have you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you start going out without the hat and we'll start acclimating.
You're blowing your cover.
I would have no Pharrell thoughts minus the hat. And if he put the hat on, he'd be 1,000% Pharrell.
How much to wear the hat?
Yeah. So do not go out without that hat, Pharrell. I mean, go out without it, but professionally, when you're on TV, getting awards, singing a duet with Bono, put the hat on.
Be seen with the Arby's hat.
Leave the pearls at home. Put the hat on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, there's some good Frankie Muniz news, and he could really have used it because, you know, the other day we told you his house got destroyed because his cat turned the water on and just ruined a four-story, five-story
He's a good car driver.
He's a race guy.
I've done the Toyota Grand Prix with him a few times, and he's a really nice guy. He even sold his Jetta, which was from the Fast and Furious movie. I think he sold it at a Barrett Jackson auction, had regrets and bought it back from the guy who sold it.
Wow.
It's a power move.
At what kind of markup?
It's Malcolm money.
Yeah.
Well, there's always going to be at least the 10% VIG for what
the
it
fee.
Sold for. And then they get you coming and going. Like the seller's like 5%. Mm. The winning bid add 10% onto that. It's a power move. Like, you know what it's like? It's right up there with marrying your first wife a second time. It means you have money for some reason. I don't know why poor people don't do that. And now you can go, and then you end up getting divorced again, and it ended up costing more money. But it is kind of a rich guy move, you know? It's like your yacht sinking or something. It's like one of these things where it sounds tragic, but it means you have money.
Yep. That's good.
Yeah. Now, what happened? He put the thing up for auction. I don't know if he... you're not allowed to bet. You're not allowed to bid against yourself, like your own.
Uh-huh.
You can't go bid up your own car.
Right.
So you have to wait till the bidding ends and then go find the guy who bought the car and then go buy it off of him.
Oh, that's funny.
I think that's what happened. I remember hearing about that. Max Pat can look into it, but a power move.
Well, he does that. So remember, he went to a funeral in France or his uncle. He came home. His house is absolutely destroyed, but a little bit
funeral
of good
news. France is another rich guy move.
That's true. That's French uncle.
That's a power move.
He got engaged. Mm-hmm. So he popped the question to his model girlfriend, Paige Price, on Sunday at a festival in Casa Grande, Arizona. Price shared the photo we're looking at right now of the happy couple on Instagram and wrote, quote, "When you're a little girl, you dream of marrying the man of your dreams. You think of all the extravagant things, from the way he asks you to the dress you're going to wear to the music you're going to dance with your father. Sometimes reality has a tendency to overstep your dreams and really surprise you. Francisco Muñez IV, you're more than a dream to me." The engagement was a great way to end a rough week with everything that happened with the house flooding, and now he can move on.
I don't know what his heritage is, but he's got to be the least Latin-y guy. Yeah. The Francisco Muñoz, like Anthony Muñoz, is that's a Mexican guy. He has none of the trappings at all. You hang out with that guy; he just seems like the whitest guy on the planet.
Yeah,
I
don't. I'm gonna look it up.
Come from,
but maybe more of a Spaniard vibe, Western Europe.
What does she do? Is she known? She's a
model.
She's a model. He was telling me at length about all the remodding he was doing and all the work he was doing at his house back in the day. So sadly, that father's Puerto Rican, mother's Irish or Italian Irish. Huh.
There you go.
Puerto Rican. Ooh, Frankie Muñoz. All right. What else?
Well, some sad news. Heather Locklear was placed on a psych hold Sunday afternoon after having a mental breakdown, according to TMZ. The actress was home when her therapist and lawyer determined she desperately needed help. Someone called 911. Heather was taken to the hospital.
Hey, can I say this? We're worried about the kids, and we're worried about how all the electronics are going to and all this. All the exchanging of ideas on Facebook and all the cyberbullying and everything. Let's worry about the 57-year-olds that are all going fucking nuts, too. Doesn't seem like everyone is getting divorced in their 50s and 60s and going nuts and going into, like, rehab. Yeah. When I was a kid, once my friend's parents made it to their 45th birthday, it was just a couple old people waiting to die, walking around in sweaters together.
They locked it in.
Nobody fucking went off the reservation like back then. I was like, where's your mom? Oh, she's in rehab. Like, what? Oh, yeah, they got divorced. She's actually changing her sex right now.
She's transitioning.
Everyone's transitioning. Yeah. Everyone's in rehab. Everyone's getting a divorce. What's going on? It used to be if you made it to 49 and a half, that was it.
The cement hardened.
Yeah. It's like seven more years, I'll retire, and then I'll pick a kind of a lawn like dichondra, and I'll just work on it. I'll work on my lawn. I'll pick something weird and exotic that can't flourish in this environment. Right. I'll spend all my waking hours trying to get it to work. But that's going to be my life.
That's a vestige of the past.
Yeah.
It's gone, right?
Yeah. Whatever you want now.
Yeah, because this says, despite reports she assaulted her boyfriend, TMZ says he was not present and had not been there for days. Oh. Sources say that this was an ongoing mental health issue that resurfaced over the weekend. She went to rehab after another psychiatric hold earlier this year. So she's having a tough time.
Well, she's poised for a comeback. That's what I want to say. And also, you ever think, like, you go, well, okay, so you have your Tarantino, and he brings Travolta back, and all of a sudden the guy's doing, you know, he did And Baby Makes Three, Part 7, and now he's doing this, right. Now, do you ever think, like, does Heather Locklear have chops? Like, is there something there? Uh-huh. Like, I know we all go, oh, come on, she was on T.J. Hooker. But there was many people on many things. She got a good script.
Remember LAX, the short-lived LAX?
Oh,
she was
the
star of that not too many years ago.
Oh, yeah. I miss a good airport-based movie because I'm not fucking...
TV show.
Yeah. I'm not depressed enough sitting around at home. I have to think about what's going on at LAX.
Yeah.
By the way, remind me, Max Pata, to... I interviewed the for Take a Knee, the guy who started Jet Suite X.
Oh.
And he was explaining to me they don't want to speed you up at the airport. They want to slow you down. And I said, slow you down. And they went, they're all giant malls.
Oh, that's
right. Have you ever noticed that the airport is turning into a mall?
That's right.
And the more time you spend in the mall, putzing the more around. Money you spend, you know?
Yep.
Because what happens? Your flight gets delayed. You go, all right, I'm going to spend some money. I'll be back. I'm going to go pay $14 for a beer, or I'm going to buy or do some shopping.
$37 lipstick.
I'm paying $17 for a taco. Yep. Like, it's just like, boom, money. Yep. Like, no one just sits there and goes, oh, I'm not going to spend any money. I'm going to do push-ups until the plane arrives. Like, you just go, let's go get drunk and spend some stupid money. And like, on stuff you wouldn't really spend money on, but you're there.
Right.
You're captive.
That's true.
So they're designing all these airports like giant malls.
Makes
sense. I was like, oh, yeah, they're all, as you walk through them, more restaurants, more retail, more everything.
The kiosks popping up the stands.
They're turning into giant malls.
Diabolical.
And they don't want you getting through there any faster than you need to.
That makes sense. And that just reminded me that exact thing happened to me. And I never understood this. I was like, well, I'm bored. I'm going to go to the Clinique store or whatever. And I bought a lip gloss. And then when I put my hand out for them to give it to me, they put it in a sealed bag with my name on it and wouldn't give it to me until I got to my destination.
Really?
Yeah. Because I didn't have to pay the $2 in tax?
Wow.
I thought that was just liquor. They wouldn't give me a lip gloss.
I'm looking
duty free, baby.
That pissed me off so much. It was so stupid.
Also, I was talking about the future of transportation. And I was saying, well, it seems like we're off of the supersonic stuff, the Concorde stuff.
Right.
But what are we on to? Like more people, cheaper, whatever. He said the future is what Uber Vertical and whatever is trying to do. It's the short stuff.
Hmm.
So you think about it. He said, how often do you fly to Asia or Europe?
Almost never.
Or even New York. Like how long do you – how often – so what? We could get from L.A. to New York in 3 hours instead of 6 hours. Whatever. So what?
Right.
You do it once a year or twice
if
a
that,
year.
Yeah.
It's a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing every day? You're commuting. He said, it's really about the 20-minute commute.
Yep.
It's about when I'm living in La Cañada and they're saying, you got a meeting with Discovery in Culver City on Monday at 10 a.m. It's like, how do I get from there to there? That's real commute. That's an everyday situation. I was like, oh, yeah. He said, there's going to be everyone's going to be on roofs. They're going to have this vertical stuff. You're going to go 20 minutes and get dropped off on another roof. There'll be a parking structure, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what it's going to be.
Smart.
Right. And the people that are going to do it are not going to be Mayor Garcetti. It's going to be Uber.
Private company.
They will be standing in the way of these guys trying to do it, but it's all going to be about the vertical stuff.
That makes sense.
And then I said, and what about self-flying, you know, copters and stuff like that? And he said, oh, they'll be safer than self-driving cars. And I went like, what? Because it was a little counterintuitive. And he said, think about when you're on the road in a self-driving car, how much stuff there is to hit.
Mm-hmm.
Kids running out in the street and dogs and pedestrians and cars and traffic. And think about all the light posts and sidewalks and benches.
Medians.
And think about everything there is to hit. And then he said, when you get in the air, it really dramatically goes down. The number of, you have to not hit other copters, but not a Trader Joe's to hit. You could land on it, you know, but I mean, it's not a bunch of stuff around you.
Smart.
Makes sense.
That's it. I look forward to this. All right. Let me tell you about Castrol Edge, and then we'll do one more. Heat, friction, viscosity, breakdown, rob your engine of maximum performance. Friction results in a loss of performance up to 10%. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to get stronger under pressure. Helps fight friction, deliver maximum levels of performance from your car. Three times!
Three times, fool!
Stronger against viscosity breakdown than leading oils. It is Castrol Edge. All right, one more, Gina Graham.
All right, well, if you're looking for a way, maybe a big box store to duck into on Thanksgiving to get away from the family for a hot minute, you're going to have a lot less choices this year. The Black Friday shopping extravaganza kicks off early online. And that's just about with every retailer in the nation. But the brick and mortar stores, a lot of those are going to close for Thanksgiving. The sale starts before many families serve the pumpkin pie. So, of course, you're going to have your Targets and your Best Buys. And those are going to open at 5 p.m. this year. Walmart's, they're going to open at 6. But a growing number of retailers have made the decision to remain closed on Thanksgiving. And there are stores you recognize. It's Costco, it's Sam's Club, Bloomingdale's, Barnes & Noble, IKEA, Bed Bath & Beyond, Saks, PetSmart. Marshalls, the list goes on and on.
There's still Barnes & Noble?
Yeah, there's a couple Barnes & Noble. And my first thought was, well, isn't that nice? And then my second thought was, they probably do so much in online sales, yeah. it doesn't pay to stay open, and they can look like the really good guys.
Update on Frankie's Jetta.
Oh, yeah, it's important.
He bought it when he was 16 for $100K.
Okay.
You guys remember when you were in the 10th grade and you bought a $100,000 car?
Yeah, my first 100K, one. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, your first. Yeah.
After a while, I kind of blended together.
Signed by the late, great Paul Walker. Then auctioned off in 2016. Got to 42K. Didn't get past 42K. Sold. Then he immediately bought it back from the person who bought it. And it's now... It's for sale now for $100K?
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. Well, there we go.
And then in all the records, it actually doesn't say he bought it back except for this tweet. Everywhere else just says he owned it the whole time. So
interesting.
I auctioned off my Fast and Furious Jetta and regretted it immediately. Bought it back. It's back in my garage where it belongs. Life is good. Nice. Well, there you go. He's a great American.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's F you. F me money.
Good things happen to good people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to say what some of those Fast and Furious cars will be worth one day, from like especially the first episode. All right, let's bring it home, baby girl.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news. Francisco Muñez IV, you're more than a dream to me.
Gina Grad!
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Well, Geico, everyone's got the to-do list. How about you save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance at geico.com? Just hop on geico.com. 15 minutes could be saving 15% or more. And you don't even have to leave the house. Just slide on over and see how much money you could save on your computer at geico.com. Put that extra money in your pocket. Save it up. Get Frankie's Jetta at geico.com. New show tomorrow and Thanksgiving. Yes?
Yeah. So usually we just did the cranberry recipe in years past. We got an all-new show for everyone tomorrow.
Oh, good. So tomorrow? Yeah, I guess Wednesday, it is tomorrow. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Thank you. Live show, Anaheim Grove. That'll be November 30th with Rob Riggle up on stage. We'll all be there. A very Mangria Christmas, December 7th, South Bay Customs, El Segundo, live music from Dawson's band and Chris Max Pata's band, Loxy. And Roses and Cigarettes as well. Mangria, Endless Rants, all going to be flowing. Silent Auction, yes.
Dawson was telling me that some of this benefits a friend of his.
Yeah, Jenny, singer for Roses and Cigarettes, who played Corolla Drinks events for us before, we're doing the Silent Auction to help ease her payments for chemo.
Oh, wow.
She's,
that's a good cause.
She's struggling and fighting. And so we got some really cool Silent Auction events. So
like taking Dawson's job for a day.
I like that. So go to Corolla Drinks, I guess, and adamcarolla.com, and you can find out all the official particulars. Fantasy BS Podcast, that's my boy, and Sonny Corolla. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Check that out. Subscribe now on Podcast One, Apple Podcast. Till next time, Adam Carolla for Kyle Dunnigan.
And Bill Maher.
And Bill Maher. And Dave Mason. And Gina Grandball, Brian Saint. Mahalo. Who wet the bed? Come on. Who tell me?
Stick around for Good Sports with Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ace and Shecky, let's do it. Good sport.
The Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi and hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports here on Podcast One Sports. Dave Damashek here. Adam Carolla over there. Week 12 just about here now in the NFL. Catch up on all of it and hear our spot-on predictions for what's going to go down on the Dave Damashek football program, wherever you find your favorite podcast. Willie McGinnis, Maurice Jones-Drew, Matt Money Smith, and beyond. I think his Chargers are going to the Super Bowl, by the way, Ace.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You mean Matt Money Smith?
Yeah, he's the voice of those Chargers.
Yeah. Look, you should root. Everyone should root for the Chargers. They should root for Philip Rivers. They've always been such a kind of hard luck franchise.
Yeah, I don't care as much about the Chargers as I do Phil. I think he just seems like, for some reason, people are not putting him in the Hall of Fame. I'd like him to at least get to a Super Bowl, because then that would cinch it, probably.
Is it his throwing motion that stops him, that may hurt him a little bit? You know, I'm in a world, my world is, I don't think we would know Minnie Driver's name if her name wasn't Minnie Driver. That's kind of the way I human beings work that way.
Right.
And Philip Rivers, there's something a little weird all the way around. He's got a little bit of a bumpkin thing. He's got the bolo tie. He's got the side slinger kind of motion.
I think he's got eight children.
He has eight children. And statistically, that guy must be off the charts.
He's right up there. I mean, all time in terms of raw numbers,
right,
passing yards, touchdowns,
and
beyond.
He's been a guy, I mean, he's very, Fouts was sort of that way before over with the Bolts, and it's sort of a Dan Marino thing, which, like, he didn't win every game, he didn't win the Super Bowl, blah, 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 but he put up big numbers all the time. And I guess if you're going to make an argument for, like, a Dan Marino, there's a couple arguments. So you have your sort of Joe Montana argument, which is, well, the guy didn't have a cannon for an arm, but he won all those Super Bowls and he won all those games. His winning percentage off the charts. Mm-hmm. I mean, that guy belongs in the Hall of Fame. And then you have your sort of Fouts. I'm guessing Fouts is in there, but
yeah,
I don't know. You have your Fouts Marino argument, which is, well, they didn't win all the games they played in, but they sure as hell threw that ball around.
Yeah, they threw for 375 every week when most anybody else wasn't.
Right. So if you're going that route, then you got to include Rivers in the conversation, except for Rivers has that weird sidearm delivery, and I think it screws him up.
I was prejudiced against him when the Steelers supposedly coveted him, and I was saying, okay, you got to get the kid. I know it's not a big school in Ohio. Got this Roethlisberger. I just like the figure he cuts more. I don't like a guy who throws like that. I'm going to have a hard time rooting for that guy. But yes, Phil Rivers is great. Because in an age, in the 21st century, when QBs have mistaken themselves and their organizations have all mistaken their QBs to be senators, they're football guys. They can still have opinions on things, but they've all learned, don't say anything. Don't ever say anything at all controversial, because it'll be bulletin board material and maybe it'll hurt our marketing or whatever. Phil Rivers, he yells at guys on the other sideline. QBs talking stuff is great. I'm all for that kind of business.
Yeah, I don't know where he is all time in yardage touchdowns.
I think he's top eight at this point. I mean, what's also interesting as a side note, as a football nerd, the 2004 trio of Roethlisberger, Eli, and Rivers should all, in my opinion, wind up in the Hall of Fame. And all three are going to finish in the top eight all time in passing, in passing yards and in touchdowns. That's pretty remarkable. Three guys drafted about, an hour apart back in 2004, are all going to go into Canton.
Rivers is currently at eight, a little over 1,000 behind Roethlisberger.
And I
have an update from Drew when you're ready.
Penis.
Breeze?
He said that's just factually the case.
Okay. Well, I didn't think the guy was lying to me to just weave some cock talk into the conversation, but it was weird because he was holding my hands at the time. You know what I mean? And he did raise one eyebrow.
It was hilarious. This little piggy.
You have to stand, you have to sit at a table, and the guy, you know, he's holding his feeling stuff, and he's talking about the fascia and everything, and and all the stuff that's pulling. But also, you know, he's I don't want to ruin Drew's parade, and you can probably stop the thing, but the syndrome I have with my going on with my hands is it starts with the pinky. It's a without getting too technical because I can't regurgitate what he said, but these fascia and the flesh in here starts sort of balling up, and it kind of pulls the finger in. So I'm trying to straighten my hands out completely. And my pinkies will not straighten out.
And that's not the result of them being broken. Like you see a lot of football guys with those warped fingers.
That's the result. Well, huh. It's a hereditary thing. It's hereditary. It was kind of funny. It was like, is this hereditary? Does your dad have this? And I'm like, no, he doesn't. But he's never fucking did a day's work in his life. So I have no idea if this would kick in. Because presumably you have to pick up a shovel or something at some point. You have to turn a wrench or do something. He's literally had his hands in oven mittens and been sitting on a sofa watching TV his entire life. So who's to tell if this would have kicked in? If he was like a rancher or something, you know, maybe this would kick in. If he put up a basketball hoop for me, let's say. Or built a fence where we may have had a dog in the background. And then at some point he said, that's fine. We can move forward.
Let's get back to the heavy skin on the wiener.
So he said, I said, well, you know, Drew has theorized that if you take a look at Jesus Christ, he oftentimes, his fingers are sort of bent, all those depictions of him holding the hand out, you know, blessing the poor and the lepers and the whores and whatever he's up to. His fingers is theorized that he may have suffered from this.
Really?
He was a carpenter too.
Oh yeah.
And it's not like they had a bunch of pneumatic roto hammers and stuff back then and table saws. Like everything was pretty much just bang, bang, bang with a block, right? You know what I mean? Like it was a lot of trauma.
I was gonna say he was a younger fellow though.
He did. The doctor then explained to me when I was explaining about Drew's theory about being Christ-like. He said,
"That's your takeaway." That was
that he compared me to Jesus Christ favorably, is what I would say.
Do have a lot in common.
He's
apparently.
Like, "Well, I don't want to shit on your point, but this is a." Problem. This is a thing that's kind of it's kind of relegated to Nordic types, like European types. It's not a African type or Eastern whatever type. And he was kind of doing the math about when these people would have gone over to this area and that kind of stuff, and theorized that I was sort of out of the running. That Jesus, with his heritage, would have been out of the running for this disease.
Huh.
I have pretty heady talk for a Pasadena doctor's trip in the morning, right? And a lot of rain.
I was just going to say, you pretty much covered it all in one visit to the hand doctor.
He was wearing like a Tucker Carlson bow tie, and he came in, and I just thought, any guy gets up and ties that bow tie at 8:15 in the morning before he leaves the house on a weekday, that means there's no topic that's off out of hand, pardon the pun.
By the way, I have a crooked finger too, Ace. And where did I get it? Playing basketball on the blue top. Look at that crooked finger. Ask your doctor friend about that.
I shall. Although, I will not be seeing him again because he gave me the, keep an eye on it. See how it goes.
The doctor
told me to take a
that seems unsatisfying.
Told me to take a picture of it and then check in 6 months. So I got my dick out, and he said, No. You're still we already had that conversation. He meant my finger. Take a picture of my finger to see how bent my finger is and then see where it's at. It's so funny. Can I just tell you how I'm wired? The guy was literally going, you see that thing that's sitting next to you, your phone? Yeah. You see that other thing that's attached to your body? Yeah. Take that thing with one hand and take a picture of it with the other, and then look at it in 6 months and see if things have changed. And I thought, okay, I'm not going to do that. Something that could have been done in the car And if someone was pulling in behind me, they wouldn't even honked. I wouldn't even been in that long. And I was already deciding, not going to do it. What's wrong? How bad a student am I?
Know thyself.
That's the key to life. Like Jesus said, know thyself. All right, thy. How about you get yourself some true car? Every car's got a story. What's the story of your car, and how do we put a price on it? Well, I'll tell you how. You do it with True Car. You can find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade it in. You find out that price. Just go to True Car, enter your plate number, get all the details of the car. It'll all pop up. Then you just answer a couple of questions, and they give you a price. Once you're finished, you get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out, or you can trade it in. You can go in there, drop your car off, get some cash, and take an Uber home, or go in there, better yet, trade it in on something a little nicer for the new year. How about an upgrade? When you're ready to buy new or used, and you're ready to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car, True Cash Offer, not available in all areas. It is True Car.
Very nice, Ace. Back. We're not taking Thanksgiving off. We're back to join you at your table or otherwise. Make sure you're looking for good sports tomorrow. Thanksgiving Day. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damaschek, good sports out. Good
sports. Follow the show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Subscribe to Take a Knee. For a weekly dose of inspiration and motivation, just click on the link at adamcarolla.com. Live show coming up at the Grove of Anaheim November 30th. Rob Riggle will be the guest. And December 7th at South Bay Customs in El Segundo, a very Mangria Christmas. Live music and a silent auction. Get information on everything at adamcarolla.com. And stay tuned for AP News.